Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Glad you're with us. Whatever Super Talk station you're tuned into this afternoon, or whether it be online, welcome aboard. Bob Getty, Kelly Center from the Southern Bancorp Studio here in Hattiesburg. Another hour of Southern Miss Sports Talk. Opening segment sponsored every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Such a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal. And a wonderful place to cater your next event. We really appreciate all that Dickey's Barbecue does for the program and, of course, for Southern Miss Athletics. No one keeps up with Golden Eagle baseball players in the pros quite like Al Holder. We're going to be talking to Al later, and he's going to give us an update on where the former kids that wore black and gold are now and how they're doing. That's always a fun thing. But first, we want to talk to one of the brand new coaches on the Southern Miss campus. Wynn Case is the new associate head basketball coach with Jay Ladner. He comes to Southern Miss, been at Ole Miss since 2018, coached with Kermit Davis and later Chris Beard at Ole Miss. 10 seasons at Middle Tennessee State, one of three new coaches on the staff, and we're just really happy to have him join the Eagle Hour. Coach Case, welcome to Hattiesburg, and thanks very much for coming on the show today.
Hey, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on this show. I know I was telling someone the other day when I got word that I could be on. It's one of the best radio shows in all of Mississippi, so I'm really excited about being on with you guys.
Well, thank you very much. Those are very kind words. We appreciate that.
This is the Eagle Hour, Coach. are you sure? That
let's take the compliment and be happy, Center.
Okay.
What's wrong with
you? I'm just not used to it, that's all.
Yeah. Coach, we're glad to have you here. We thank the world of your boss, Jay Ladner, your new boss. And what attracted you here to the Southern Miss basketball program, Coach?
Well, like you said, I mean, it's not a better man in all of the people that I've known, and I've known Coach Ladner for a long, long time. I mean, just a great man. And I was telling someone a while back when, I decided that we both decided I can come and work for him and work for USM, is that, I have two young boys. I have a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old. And I said, I can tell you this, I would want my sons to play for a man like Coach Ladner. Just a great, great man. And so I'm excited to be a part of his staff.
Yeah, we're excited here to have you. It's no secret that the program has struggled the last couple of years. When you look at it right now, what would be the first thing that you would think needs to be addressed, and maybe you have addressed it?
Well, I think first and foremost, I do want to say this again. I want to compliment Coach Ladner for rolling up his sleeve and putting an unbelievable roster together. So I'm really excited about the roster. But, getting down here, Hattiesburg is just obviously a great, great city. USM is a great university. And I think it's a gold mine for sure. And I think that, I know 2 years ago they won the conference and they were just right there. Then, last year it was tough. But I do think that everything is in place. I really do believe that because obviously you got to have the players. And I think that we do have a really, really good roster and looking forward to this upcoming season.
So, Coach Case, it was Coach Ladner was very very open when in his discussions with people. When talking with you, he said, look, this is a do-or-die year coming up for the Eagles. His contract is coming up toward an end. It was a rough year last year. Mm-hmm. And he made it very clear to you that this could – we obviously hope it's not – but it could be a one and done. So to what degree did you think this was kind of a roll of the dice when you were at a highly successful, you know, Ole Miss program?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you this. I've been in these type of situations where, you know, and one thing that I've always done, you know, and I've been coaching for 30-some years, I've always put pressure on myself, regardless if I got a 5-year contract, 1-year contract, it doesn't matter. Every single day I'm going to go to work and try to help this program get better, help the players get better. And then, you know, roll with the punches. You know, I remember when we were at Middle Tennessee, and I remember reading the newspaper telling Coach Davis, quotes from the AD, and saying this is a telling year. And, we've got to have some type of improvement. And basically, I took that as, hey, if we don't get this thing done this year, you know, we could easily be gone. And we turned it around. And we just, like I said again, we rolled our sleeves up and we went to work. And we ended up making the NCAA tournament, knocking off, you know, guys like UCLA, Tennessee, and those things. So for me, I put the pressure on myself. I've always done that. And I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. And I remember, watching a workout for the first time. And, you know, a lot of times I've been on teams before where you watch that first workout and you're walking out of that gym like, man, we're in trouble. But I remember watching that first workout a couple of weeks ago and I'm saying to myself, wow, we got a chance. We got a legitimate chance. And that's the thing that I'm excited about, because I do think we have some really, really good players. They're great guys. They're very coachable. They're very, very close to each other, and I think the chemistry is for sure going to be there. And so I'm really, really excited about the opportunity.
Now, Coach Wynn Case, you are a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, but are certainly familiar with Southern Miss indirectly through Coach Kermit Davis, who is himself a Southern Miss guy. So what? And of course, being at Ole Miss as well, did you have any preconceived notions about this Southern Miss program coming into it? What has been true? What has not been true of any preconceived notions you might have had?
Well, the one preconceived notion that I had more than anything, Southern Miss has got tradition. I mean, Southern Miss have had some really, really good coaches in the past that have won, and have won at a high level. So I do know that the support is definitely there, and support will be there. Obviously, at any program, you got to win. You got to win. And one thing I've always learned, you root for your community is going to root for you. And I do know this about Coach Ladner. I mean, the community, people love him around here is what I'm taking from it. They absolutely love him. They want him to succeed. They really do. They're rooting for him. And so for me, it's exciting to go into a situation like this, get out into the community, and really win these fans over, the student body over, get them out to these games, and really make this a home court feel to it. That when teams come in here, they know what they're going to get. Our fans are going to be right there ready to cheer us on to victory.
Coach, you say you like the roster. Tell us what you like about it, and what do you think the fans are going to see? Because it is a largely new roster.
Right, it is. And we all know with the way college athletics have gone, I mean, every single year, I mean, it could be a turnover just like that because of the portal, the NIA, all those different things that come into the equation. But for me, you know, I mean, I think we have a total of like 10 or 11 new players. And all 10 of these guys are just prolific type players. And you know, someone asked me again the other day, they said, well, do you feel like you guys got a weakness? I said, I don't see it from a talent standpoint. Now, again, you know, we all got to put this thing together and develop, again, that chemistry and get these guys used to being together and working hard and pulling for each other and all those different things. We got to grow as a team. But from a talent standpoint, there's no question about it. I mean, we got a chance, and that's what you want. You just want a chance to possibly get to the NCAA tournament, and then anything can happen once you get to the NCAA tournament. I mean, Final Four and all those different things. And so looking at our roster, and every single day that I watch a workout, I leave the gym saying to myself, we got a chance. We got a chance. We got some guys. We got some dudes. And so I'm excited about that. And, you know, just to name a few of them, one kid in particular is Keontae Tramble. And, you know, Keontae Tramble is from Oklahoma. His dad played for me. I used to be the head coach at Oklahoma City University for 13 years. And his dad played for me about 30 years ago. And Keontae, you know, committed to California Baptist University in California. And he dropped his commitment and decided to transfer here. And, I mean, he's a really, really good point guard. And the thing that I like about him more than anything is that, you know, he's a pass first. But he can score the basketball, but he loves to make his teammates better. And he's a leader, you know, on and off the floor. And, you know, you can't go wrong, I'm telling you, to have a guy on your team like that that leads both on the floor and off the floor. And so I'm excited about him, the point guard. Another guy.
I'll tell you what, Coach, hold that thought, because we're about to hit a hard break. We're going to hold you over if you're good with that.
Oh, I'm very good.
Okay,
yeah.
And then you can continue, and you can talk about any of these kids you want to talk about. Also, we do want to talk to you a little bit, too, about the game of college basketball and how you've seen that evolve in your career and where you see it, you know, as we're talking here today.
And as long as we only talk about turnovers when it comes to rosters, not statistics. We don't want to talk.
Okay. We're talking to new associate head basketball coach Wynn Case on the Eagle Hour, and we're very happy to have him. Hey, don't forget about Genesis of Hattiesburg. That's our official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are beautiful. You can visit the new Genesis showroom. It's beautiful as well, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And then go right down the street, 2902 Hardy Street, Mo Bay Beignet Company. Check out their Facebook page and go get yourself some delicious beignets. More with Coach Wynn Case next, Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking to new associate head basketball coach Wynn Case, and I guarantee you, you can find some basketball apparel at Campus Bookmart right across the street from the Southern Miss campus. What a great place to buy all your Southern Miss swag. Be sure you tell Miss Kathleen that Kelly Sander said that he's very proud of his own corner of the store. And you are, aren't you, Sander?
I am. To bring Coach Case up to speed on what my corner of the store is, it's unlimited number of XLs, Coach.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, the four or five XLs, that's my corner of the store.
Gotcha.
Now, so the large area is not your area?
No, Coach. It's no.
Okay.
Unless you put four or five X's in front of it.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But, Coach, let me tell you something. When you make your way over there, you're going to meet Kathleen. She's the lady that manages the store, and you'll never meet a better human being in your life, and you'll never see a better selection of basketball apparel than you're going to find over there.
And really pressure on our guest here today, y'all, because his name is Wynn, but it's not W-Y-N-N.
It's W-I-N.
It is W-I-N. So, man, pressure.
All right, Coach, we want to get back. I want you to talk about any kids that you want to talk about. Then we got a couple general basketball questions for you, but go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, next guy I want to talk about, he's so important. His name is Isaac Tavares. He's a 6'5", 6'5½ wing. You know, if you want to play small ball, you can play him at the four times, but he's from South Plains Community College, and oh my goodness, he's a really, really good player. He is potentially a all-league guy because he can score in a lot of different ways. And I always say, you know, if you're a mid-major plus program and you got guys on your team that are power five type guys, that can play in the SEC and things like that, boy, you've got a great, great chance. And he is definitely one that I'm just so happy that we got him aboard. And great kid from Dominican Republic. And, I mean, can flat out play. And definitely love him. Another young man is E.J. Payman. Some of you guys that are listening is probably familiar with him. He was at Mississippi State this past year, right from Raymond High School, right up the road, and just a great, great kid, great character. I think is going to be a player, and I'm telling you now, he's left-handed, 6'8", 6'9", athletic, very, very skilled. And a lot of schools, we beat out a lot of schools for him, you know, that wanted him to come. And he turned down a lot of money because, one, he wanted to play for Coach Ladner. He wanted to be at Southern Miss, and he is so happy. And I think he's going to be a really impact player moving forward. I really do. I think Mississippi State definitely wanted to keep him. They redshirted him last year. And so we're very, very happy that we got him aboard because we think he's going to be a really good player for us. Another young man is very interesting. His name is Kurt Lewis from John Logan Community College. When he was in junior college, he was player of the year in all of junior college. I mean, and everybody wanted him. He ended up going to Missouri, had some injuries there at Missouri, and things never worked out for him, hurt his groin. Then he left, and he never could really get healthy. And he went to East Tennessee State, and then he decided to transfer here. And guys, I can tell you, you know, I watched him work out, and I'm just, like, amazed with how well he shoots the basketball. He can really, really guard. He's tough. He's athletic. I absolutely love it. Another young man who is coming off surgery, but it was just a minor surgery, is Robert Cowherd. And Robert Cowherd was with us at Ole Miss. And he's a 6'5 wing that can really, really shoot the basketball. Tough. He's Coach Ladner type of player. And, you know, before he got hurt at Ole Miss, I remember scrimmaging the University of Houston. He was the first guy off the bench. And, you know, obviously Ole Miss went through the Sweet 16 this past year, and it set him back. Because they set him out for about a month, and now he's finally getting back healthy. And so he decided to come and play for Coach Ladner and play for Southern Miss. And so we're really excited about him, and he's a guy that for sure could possibly be another all-league guy. And so we got guys that can really, really score the basketball, and that's the thing that I'm really happy about. And at the same time, I think defensively, because I think that's the key, if you want to win – and you want to win the championship, you've got to be able to guard. And I think we got guys on our team that are built for that type of thing. And I just named a few guys that I'm just excited about.
Hey, Coach, you were talking about injuries there. And Tegra Izay, the Eagles have not been able to really establish any strong inside presence because Tegra just has not been able to stay healthy. Can you bring us up to speed as to where Tegra's at in his rehab?
Yeah, when I meet kids, the first thing I want to see what type of person they are, because if you got guys that are willing to give of themselves for the team, that are just good people, you don't have to worry about them off the floor. You know they're going to listen and do all those things. Then you got the beginnings of a really, really good, obviously good program, but a good team. And Integra is one of them. I mean, he's a guy that, and I know a lot of you guys know him. He's been in the program. Got hurt, but he's just a great kid. He's not fully healthy yet. He's going through some workouts. He's working with our physical therapist, Todd, mm-hmm. Every single day and working hard, trying to get back to 100%. And so just really happy with his progress and happy with the type of person he is. But I will tell y'all this, you know, we got some more big guys that, golly, I mean, it. You know, I always say, people say, man, you got some really good players. I always say the cream's going to rise to the top, and the competition is going to be great, and is no better than our big men. I think our front court potentially can be one of the top front courts in the country, and for sure in the Sun Belt Conference, put it that way. And another guy is IJ Azuma. He's from South Plains Community College, very, very highly recruited, very highly recruited, and we got him here. And I think he's, you know, 6'9", 230. I think he's going to be a really, really good player. I'm really happy with him. We got another young man coming from Alcorn State. Y'all keep your eye on this guy right here. It's so hard to pronounce his name, but I'm going to try to do it. I hope I'm doing some justice. But his name is Denje Azuma. And he is, 6'8", unbelievable motor. You can watch some film on him, and you can automatically say, yeah, that guy right there could possibly be our starting five, man, because he's just a relentless rebounder. And so we're really excited about him. He's from, from France. And, golly, I can't say enough good things about him as well. So our front court is going to be really, really good. If we decide, because there's so many different ways that Coach Latner can go, if we decide to go, small ball, he can, Coach Latner loves to run the five-out motion where you just spread the floor. Spacing is so important, and just let guys play downhill and just play together. Well, we can do that. We definitely can do that because we can go small and really create some problems, some mismatch problems with our opponents.
I would have thought with a name like Azuma, Bob, he was from Waynesboro or somewhere.
Yes, that is France, Mississippi, that guy.
There you go.
Hey, Coach, just a couple minutes left. We're going to get you back on the show real soon if you're available. But what you're describing is this wholesale change of rosters. But Southern Miss not the only school doing this. This has now become the norm in college basketball. 2 minutes left, but your thoughts about the current status of the sport?
Well, the current status of the sport is, all I can say is this, it's amazing. From the time that I first started, 30 years ago to now, obviously it's just topsy-turvy. I mean, it's turned upside down. And again, the thing that, I think I've gotten into, I had a coach who, God rest his soul, his name was Paul Hansen, and that was like my second father. And I just wanted to pattern myself after him because he was such a good man, and he cares so much about people and so much about his players. And so one of the main reasons why I got into the business is because of him. One is that I want young men to not only be good men, but I want them to be good fathers. I mean, I want those are the types of people that, 10 years from now, they can call me and say, hey, Coach, I just want to thank you for all you did for me. And so my way of giving back to my former coach, and God, again, rest his soul, is if I can help channel those guys in that right direction. Well, it's harder now. It's harder, obviously, when I first started to now, because you bring kids on campus with their parents, all of them have agents, and it's all about money. It's not about, the academics. It's not about, team building, because every single year, like this past year at Ole Miss, yes, we made the Sweet 16 and had a great run. Well, we had 10 seniors. And so all of a sudden, all those seniors are gone. Now you're starting all over again. And it's just that way at every single program. And it's just really, again, I love coaching. I love all that. But it's really got to a point where it's a sad state of affairs so far.
Coach, great, great conversation. We really appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much for your kind words. And welcome to Hattiesburg. Coach Ladner, I'll tell you now, Kelly and I are huge fans of the basketball team, and we're behind you guys 100%.
Hey, thank you so much. He told me that, and again, it's an honor to be on this show. Like I say, it's one of the most popular shows in the state of Mississippi, and I would love to be back on with you guys for sure.
Coach, we are with you win or tie.
Oh, there you go.
You're always welcome here, Coach, and thank you very much. New associate head basketball coach, Wynn Case. Very impressive. Very impressive. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank our new associate head basketball coach, Wynn Case, for joining the Eagle Hour. Enjoyed that conversation with him. I think that's clearly a pretty impressive hire if you listen to that interview. MCS Home Center in Bellevue, want to talk about them for just a moment. 7329 US 98 West in Hattiesburg. It is a brand new, locally owned home improvement center. Everything for your home, for your yard, for your garden, for construction, for remodeling. They've got all the materials in the world. They've got a wonderful staff. It's a beautiful building, and it's just west of Hattiesburg in Bellevue, and we hope that you'll do a lot of business in the coming years with MCS Home Center in Bellevue. And also, of course, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, Al Holder, good friend of all of us here at the Eagle Hour, and he really does a great job of keeping up with Southern Miss kids that are trying to make their way through pro baseball. And we ask him to update a few of those guys today. And Al always is, of course, you're welcome on the show. And let's start with maybe the greatest pitcher of all time, Mr. Nick Sandlin, who's now, I believe, with the Blue Jays.
He is. He's on the injured list right now, and he was really supposed to come off of it back in May, but it's taken a while. It's a lat strain, you know, which is right there in the back. And if you can't get that loose and keep it loose, it's a real problem for, you know, throwing a baseball. But he's moved up to the AAA club. I think they'll probably run him out there a couple of times in AAA, and then I think he'll be back up at the big club. And probably in the same situation he was before, you know, 6-7-8, one inning guy, and I think that's where he fits right now.
Yeah, but no question that Nick Sandlin, he's an established major league pitcher now, correct?
I think so. Yeah, we'll have to see how he does here, you know, coming off his injury. But yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. No question about it. The Matt Waldner's. He's swinging the bat, but boy, his batting average has dropped off about 30 points. And it's down to 216 right now. But, you know, he was on the injured list there for a while, too. So I don't know what that has to do with it, but might have something there.
You know, but at the major league level, Al, by the way, tell everybody at Shady Acres up there that we said hello.
Give the man a break.
I did.
Now. Oh, you
give,
did?
Give the man a break, Allie.
And we thank you so much for the cases of applesauce.
Yeah, well.
It really helped us out. Yeah.
He's a big hit with all the blue-haired ladies in the nursing homes here in Hattiesburg, Al, if it makes you feel any better.
And we got to have Al done by 2 o'clock because they got arts and crafts with Arlene at 2 o'clock. But at any rate, the thing with Waldner and a lot of power hitters, you don't draft these guys for average.
No.
Right, a lot of power hitters are going to hit 220, but when they hit it, it's going over the wall. Usually, it's kind of feast or famine. So, the fact that his average has dropped, Al, and I wanted to get your view, doesn't really surprise me any. That just tends to kind of be what happens with these big home run hitters.
Yeah, and he'll pick it up, you know, as they move through the season too. You get hot weather, good things start to happen, but. Yeah, I think the hardest hit baseball that I've ever personally seen was that home run he hit down there at LSU. The sound of that ball was, I've never heard anything like that. With a metal bat.
He could swing it, brother. There's no question about that.
Man.
All right, there's two that you mentioned, and Kelly and I are fortunate to know both of these kids. They're wonderful kids, Landon Harper and Dustin Dickerson. But let's start with Landon Harper, who's with the Braves organization. And, man, he went on a tear last year. So how's this season starting out for Landon?
He seems, he's right back in the groove. His ERA is 2.58. He's with AA over there. They moved from Jackson back over to Georgia. Mm-hmm. But they've thrown him out there 45 innings. He's had 50 strikeouts. And his whip is 0.93, and if you're at one or less, you're doing a pretty good job. So I think he's pretty high on the list. I'm kind of surprised that they haven't moved him up even quicker because the Braves are having their issues in the bullpen. So mm-hmm. I guess we'll find out.
Do you foresee the day that Landon Harper might actually pitch for the Atlanta Braves?
I think there's a real good possibility, and if he continues to to strike people out, more strikeouts than innings. I mean, especially if they pull him up to AAA and But I've seen the Braves pull people straight out of Double A to the major leagues, and had a lot of success doing that. When they see that upside, they're not afraid to bring them on. So, mm-hmm. you know, with their bullpen the way it is this year, it wouldn't surprise me to see him up there.
Bob, I think the greatest skill that Landon Harper has is he's got testosterone coming out of his eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is so fierce and so competitive, and that's the way you have to be to work your way up those ladders.
Did you notice how his career shot upwards when I gave him the name The Dog?
I have noticed that.
It's just amazing, isn't it? I hope he remembers that when he signs the big contract, if you know what I'm saying.
You've got a copyright on that, don't you?
Absolutely.
A low-interest loan for a car, right, Bob?
Who's my lawyer's name? You suggested him to me.
From Dewey, Cheatham & Howe?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Dewey, Cheatham & Howe.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good.
All right, now here's another one, and if you're ever around this kid, you can't help but love him, but... Man, Dustin Dickerson, he's burning it up, isn't he, Al?
His batting average has improved 30 points. It's gone from his batting average right now is up to 246. Hmm. And so he's pulled his OPS up over 700. He's got to have to bump that up to around 800. Mm-hmm. But I think he's had 183 at-bats, so... He's been back and forth between Triple A and Double A. I think they're just trying to help him get his get the bat grooved in, because mm-hmm. I mean he's got every other tool. And
he's got all the skills, doesn't he? And I'm not saying he'll be a major league shortstop, and Kelly may have some thoughts about this, but he does seem to have all the skills, right?
He does. He does. He's got all the defensive skills. He's got the arm. He's got it all. It's just a matter of swinging the bat. He's fighting a lot of people that can really swing a bat. I tell you, somebody else is Dalton McIntyre. He's down the Braves rookie camp, and his batting average is .232, and they've had him at 99 at bats. So I think they kind of like him.
Yeah. But with Dickerson, though, the fact that he's still quite young as far as baseball players go, and the fact that he's already been elevated and back and forth between Double A and Triple A tells you what they think of him.
Yeah. Right? Exactly.
Because there's a lot of other guys his age that are down in Low A still.
That's right. Exactly, right.
But the fact that he's been up there in Double and Triple A, they've got plans for him.
Yeah, no question.
Yep.
Al, just a couple minutes left. While we have you here, though, we've asked just about everybody, and no one's had a cure for the ultimate depression that we're all suffering here since the conclusion of baseball season. Do you have a remedy?
Yeah, I think we should look at it a little differently. I think we had a fine year.
If
we were talking earlier, you know, everybody that's playing in the College World Series, we can play with those people.
Right.
We know that. We saw it. It's, you know, it's just a matter of getting the opportunity. I just think that we ran out of arms there right at the end. I think if we'd have gone ahead and beaten Columbia to start that mm-hmm. regional off,
right.
We'd have walked through it. Yeah.
Right. And my man Kelly here said he would like to have seen JB pitch that first game. Your thoughts? Not that it matters at this point.
In retrospect, I was okay with that. There was something with him that day. I don't know. He did not look normal to me.
No.
And he almost, I don't know if intimidated is the right word, but he just didn't look like he was ready to bite the head off the batter.
Well, he looked much better two nights later. He looked much better that Sunday night.
Just as normal. Yeah, I'm gonna throw it right by you. Hit this one. Yeah.
Well, more than anything else on why I wanted to see JB go game one, is because of then his potential availability again for Monday night.
Yeah.
When you go game two, and you did, you got the win, but then that really shot his chances of ever coming back on Monday night.
And I'm not going to be too critical, because it would be hard for me to describe how much I enjoyed watching him beat Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And what a great game it was, Al. It was a great basketball game, wasn't it?
Yep.
And part of what I like about the game too, and again, my opinion, that's not a criticism of Coach Ostrander. Like I said, he He's a great coach, and he's done pushed all the right buttons. There's just more than one way to skin a cat, you know, in baseball. Right. Several different ways to go about it. And
now, look, I can't pay you any extra, but how about sticking around and finish the show up with me and Kelly? Can you find find something to do for about 4 minutes?
Yeah, I got somebody else I can talk about.
Okay, we'll be right back. More with Al Holder.
Now don't hold them too long because they're making macaroni necklaces today at 2 o'clock.
And you're on your way as soon as you get off the air, right,
That's
Kelly?
Right.
Yeah. Kelly does Wednesday night trivia at the Claiborne, in case you're just wondering. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. This segment is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. DBAT, great place for baseball, softball training. Just renewed as an Eagle Hour sponsor. Luke Reynolds, if you're listening, we appreciate that. And we want you on the show, Luke Reynolds. We want to get Luke Reynolds on the radio show.
Do they have water aerobics at D1?
No, Kelly, they don't. You're going to have to move on from the... You know, Al, I think you would agree that I think a federally funded study of Sanders' sick brain would be well spent, don't you think? Good Lord. Some of the things he says in the breaks around here, thank goodness these microphones are muted.
And thank goodness I don't need the money for this show, right?
Yeah, that is no question about that. Good Lord. All right, Be Quick, real quickly, is celebrating their 60th anniversary. Stop by the Be Quick Shell Station here on 98 and Hegwood Road by Optimus Park and receive a free buffalo decal. No, it's not Kelly. It's a buffalo. Spotters will be looking for your decal to win, and you can visit your favorite Be Quick and see if your vehicle has been spotted. Participants will win great prizes, so be sure you check that out. All right, Al Holder, you said you had another kid you wanted to talk about before we move on to something else?
Yeah, you know, Tanner Hall, he's moved up to high A. He's with the Twins. But the he just doesn't seem, for me, to kind of making a big mark somehow. Mm-hmm. His whip is kind of hanging in there at 1.65, but he's thrown 50 innings, so they obviously like what they're seeing. Mm-hmm. But somebody that really jumped out at me is Nico Mazza. He's pitched 40 innings, and his whip is 1.19. Mm-hmm. And so he's had 44 strikeouts in 40 innings. So I think they kind of like what he's doing there. It kind of surprising actually to me, but
he's a bit
of a bulldog on the mound. So
I guess it's not a coincidence that Christian Ostrander coaches the pitchers around here, and the pro baseball is full of Southern Miss kids moving up the ladder. Al, that doesn't surprise you, does it?
Exactly, that doesn't surprise me in a bit.
Yeah.
No, not a bit.
Yeah. All right, we kind of got off base a little bit, no pun intended. And you're right, 47 wins,
16 losses?
16 losses. I was trying to think. They were 3-2, I want to say, against SEC teams. If you add in the ACC teams, I think they were 5 and maybe 5-4 against the vaulted SEC and ACC. Mm-hmm. So clearly Southern Miss has, Al, has established itself as a national caliber program that can compete with anyone. And in all fairness to D1 and some other publications, they recognized that all year long, didn't they?
Yes. And I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, you know, a lot of times we go to their place and we beat them, and they come to Hattiesburg and we beat them, and the games are generally pretty even, you know, win or lose. I think people recognize what's going on in Hattiesburg.
This furthers both your points, Al, to Bob and your point, is that in the old days, if there was a transfer portal, it wouldn't be unusual for Arizona State or Tennessee to be saying, we got a Southern Miss guy.
Exactly.
But now look what you're seeing. You got guys leaving Arizona State and leaving
and Tennessee,
a national champion, to come here.
Correct.
So that kind of tells you where Southern Miss is in the pecking order.
Correct.
Yep. They're right there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Who do you like Coastal to win this? Does Coastal have the dogs to pull this thing out, Al?
Oh, I think so. They certainly can. They can play defense with anybody. They've got a terrific pitching staff there, and it's just the way they play. I love the way they play. Their main goal is on offense is to get on base by hook or crook any way they have to.
Yeah.
And they make it difficult for with every pitch, with every swing of the bat. They put pressure on the other team. It's a heck of a ball club.
You know, and this pitching's not new. It's easy to forget, but in last year's conference tournament, Southern Miss beat Coastal 1-0. It was a 1-0 baseball game.
And updating the scores from Omaha, LSU in a resumed game from last night has defeated UCLA 8-5. So LSU and Coastal, I believe, are the only two undefeated teams left at the College World Series. Louisville and Oregon State have just gotten underway, and then Arkansas will play Oregon State tonight, right? Oh, no, Oregon State's playing Louisville.
They'll play the winner of the losers.
They'll play the winner of that game.
Yeah, because those are elimination games.
So we're getting down here to
the nitty gritty
pretty soon. All right, Al, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the show, man. We really appreciate your sense of humor, and we appreciate your willingness to do all this research for us, and the check is on the way.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The last time I got one, I went down to McDonald's and traded it in for a French fry.
I'm just glad. He's got jokes, Bob. Al's got
a French fry.
Yeah.
How about that?
I would say he's a stand-up comedian, but at his age, he's sitting down.
Thank you, Al. We love you, buddy.
Y'all take care.
Al Holper, everybody, the one and only. All right, that wraps it up. Mike Federico on the show tomorrow. Christian Ostrander come Friday. Also, Natalie Poole going to be joining us Friday as well. Thank you for listening. Back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.